Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
God, in the name of Jesus. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, praise God, where we come forth on this evening to once again continue giving God praise, glory, and honor for who he is and all of what he's done. God is a good God. Amen. He will not suffer us long. And we need to understand and recognize that no one knows the day nor the time when Jesus is to return. So I ask you this question. Are you ready? Because the Word of God says that you have to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, that Jesus Christ died and rose from the dead. It says you'll be saved. Saved, man. Saved from all the death and destruction that this world is ending to. We got a chance to get it right today. And we got a chance to get it right. So let go and let God. Praise God as I come forth on this evening. As always, I give praise, honor, and glory to God, who is definitely the head of my life. I thank God for his blessings and his mercy on this day. Importantly, to understand that God's grace and his mercy is what carries us through the sin in which we partake in. No sin is unforgivable unto God except for the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. You don't want to blaspheme the Holy Ghost saying God is a lie. It is what it is, that he's done what he's done, and he can do what he can do to you if you trust in him, just like he did it to me, delivering me from drugs and alcohol, delivering me from a riotous living of being disrespectful, dishonest, and not being there for my son and my family. And I became the disrespectful man lost in the world. But praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God. Today is a new day. See, that's why Jesus died, because we take and confess our sins to him. The Word of God says to confess our sins, for he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. It don't matter what you did. Let it go and let God. As God took me from a place of being homeless and a place of being on drugs, man. I'm talking on drugs. And now living in a mansion, blessed every day to get up in the morning and thank God. Pray to God in the noonday. Thank God. Give God his praise in the evening time. Thank God. And pray for him in the evening before going to bed. Thank God he carried me through the day. I have multiple sclerosis. My life has been on edge many times. I almost lost my life, OD'd or whatever it might have been. Wrong place at the wrong time, around the wrong people, wrong time, too much money. You know how it go. God saved me and brought me through. Got stabbed in the side with a 6-inch steak knife. Missed my liver and all that, and I live. I've been busted in the chest with a 40-ounce bottle. Had to get 25 stitches in my chest because it busted a hole in my chest almost the same night that I got stabbed in the side by a 7-inch knife. I've been hit over the head with an ENJ bottle, if any of y'all know anything about ENJ, y'all know what I'm talking about. Those bottles are not light. And I got hit over the head while in the lifestyle of my mischief. But God. You see, I thank God for how he's brought me this far. I'm ready to be that father that I wasn't. I'm ready to be that man of God that I wasn't. I'm ready to be that I wasn't. Because God is and still on the throne. Amen. We thank God on today as we go move forward. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you on today. We thank you, Father God, for blessing us with the opportunity to come before you on this evening to continue bringing your word. We pray for all those that are present before us on the radio waves, Lord God. We pray for those, Father God, that are in South Korea and those that are overseas, those that are in America, those that are in Canada. Lord God, we thank you for their hearing on today. Bless them as they continue to move forward. Those riding home in the cars, we thank you. Bless them. And we give you praise, honor, and glory on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we've spent some time talking about the goodness of God, giving testimony. And I truly am blessed and honored in the name of Jesus for being before you. I have my testimony, but through it all, I thank God. that today I'm clean and sober and saved, sanctified, and filled. I said, feel His Holy Spirit gives us the strength to trample over scorpions and over the serpent and all power over the enemy. We thank God for today. The archives are blessed with this word, a testimony that I have. Thank you for listening. I give honor and praise to Diane, Lady Diane Shaw. We thank God for her and what she does, how instrumental she is in the advancement of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Today we're on the book of Romans, and we continue to move forward. This is chapter 1, the Apostle Paul, the epistle to the Romans. Romans chapter 1, let us read.
Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by the prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord, which was made of the seed of David, concerning according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God, with power according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ, to all to be a room beloved in God, called to be saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
First,
I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith has spoken and throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now that length a might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. And for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, by with of you and me. Now I will not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I proposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I may have some fruit among you also, even as also other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both of the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, also to the Greeks. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, and just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known to God is man.
manifest in them. For God has shown unto them for the invisible things of him, for the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and goodness, Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that we that know God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but because vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools and change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, and dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Oh, change the truth of God unto the lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the nature use into which is against the nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, the receiving of themselves the recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not make like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to the reprobate mind and do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all uncleanness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, maligny, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boisterous, inventors of evil things, haters of God, backbiters, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant backbreakers, both without natural affection, placable, unmerciful, who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Romans chapter 2. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, of man, whosoever thou art that judgeth, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to the truth of against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgment them which do such things, and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despiseth thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. But after thy hardness, then penitent heart treasureth up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and salvation of righteousness, a judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance in will doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. For there is no respecter person with God. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. But when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their heart, that conscience also hearing, bearing witness, and their thoughts domain while accusing or else excusing one another. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel, behold, thou called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thou boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou art the guide of the blind and light of them which are in darkness, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and in of the truth, the law. Thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself. Thou that preachest, a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? That thou that hast idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thou boast of the law, thou breakest the law, dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written, for circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law, but if thou be not breaker of the law, by circumcision is made uncircumcised. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the unrighteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision. And shall not circumcision, which is by the nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision do transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, and not in the in letter, whose praise is not of man, but of God. What advantage then hath the Jew? Or what profit is there of circumcision? Which everywhere chiefly, because that unto thee were committed the oracles of God. For what if some that did not believe shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Yea. Let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in thy saying, and magnify mightiest overcome when thou art judged. But if thou unrighteousness commanded the righteousness of God, what shall we say? Is God unrighteous? Who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid, for then who shall God judge the royal world? For if the truth of God hath more abounded through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil, do good may come. Whose damnation is just? What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. But we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. As with is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. There is none that is understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together because unprofitable. They are none that doeth good. No, not one. Their throat is an open scepter. With their tongues they have used deceit, and poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and they may of the peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. We know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
But now the righteousness of God without law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Whereas boasting men, it is excluded by what law of works, nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that the man is justified by faith, not deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God which shall justify the circumcision by faith, the uncircumcision through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the faith. Romans chapter 4. What shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For Abraham was justified by works. He hath wherefore to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believeth God, and was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reasons of God, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness, even as David also describeth the blessedness of the men to whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Cometh this blessedness them upon the circumcision only, or upon the circumcision also? For we say that faith has reckoned to Abraham for righteousness. How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of righteousness of the faith which he had yet been uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, but righteousness might be imputed upon them also. And the father of the circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised, for the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. For thou which art of the law be as faith is made void, and the promise made of one effect, because the law worketh wrath, for where no law is, there is no transgression. Therefore, it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end of the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to the only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believeth in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which is spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considereth not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadest of Sarah's womb. He staggered, and not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it is shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered from our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Once again, praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word today, coming out of the book of Romans chapter 4 is where we ended, praise God. And we will come back on tomorrow to pick up, continuing this anointed word of God. Truly, that's a blessing. That's a blessing, seeing how Jesus Christ acknowledges his life and how Paul writes about it, talks about it, and all the inspiration is given from that of the Holy Spirit. Because as he says in the book of John, that in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Listen, be blessed. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Yeah. accept you. I want you to know it's